Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. Stories about being able to do it if you try hard enough. Stories about never giving up, even if it seems really hard. Stories about seagulls and waves and octopuses. Stories about succeeding. Proudly presenting the I Can Do Stories, written by Sally Tears. A wonderful collection of short stories with charming illustrations. Thank you, Sally, for allowing me to read your lovely book. Should you wish to purchase this for yourself, you can find it on Amazon or contact the author on Facebook at SallyTears1. If you or your children enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a rating or review, by liking or commenting, and subscribing to whatever platform you're listening on. Every one of you truly do mean the world to me and to the channel. You can also visit my website, talesbythefireside.com, to see ways you can support the show, listen to every episode, and join our mailing list. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. I Can Do Stories, written by Sally Tears. Sammy the Scared Seagull. It was so cozy and warm inside Sammy's egg, but he knew that today he would have to start pecking so that he could get out into the big wide world. He had heard his brothers and sisters pecking their way out all morning and knew it was time for him to do the same. Gosh, where am I? He said when he'd pecked his final peck. You're here in the nest with your brothers and sisters, said his mum gently. Welcome to the world. Sammy didn't know if he liked this new world. It seemed rather cold and windy, not at all like his safe and warm world inside his egg. Now, said his mum, I want you all to stay very still and wait for your dad to return with some food. I am going to go and help him get enough for us all. Off she flew and left Sammy with his brothers and sisters. There was a lot of pushing and shoving in the nest, and all at once Sammy had been pushed right to the very edge. I wonder what I can see over the edge, he thought. He He peered out. Oh dear, I'm so high up. I'll never be able to get down there. It's so far away. I hope I can stay here forever. When his parents came home later with the food, Sammy told them how frightened he had been when he had looked over the edge. Don't worry, sweetheart, his mum had said. When you grow up, your dad and I will teach you how to fly. It's really easy, and then you'll be able to fly down to the sea with everyone else. Sammy spent most of the time as he was growing up in the centre of the nest. He didn't like it at all when his brothers and sisters pushed him near to the edge. It made him feel all wobbly and dizzy when he looked down. One day, his dad returned to the nest and told everyone to practice flapping their wings. Why? They asked eagerly. Because it's nearly time to start your flying lessons. He smiled. And we need your wings to be really strong. For the next few days, everyone flapped and stretched their wings. Everyone except Sammy, that is. The constant rocking movement made Sammy feel quite ill, so he lay quietly in the middle of the nest and hoped that no one would notice him. The great day arrived.
Okay, everyone, said Sammy's dad. All make your way to the edge of the nest and hold tightly with your feet.
There was so much pushing and shoving that no one noticed that Sammy was still in the middle of the nest. For hours they practiced flapping their wings on the edge of the nest until their dad decided that it was time to fly. One by one, each of his brothers and sisters wobbled and swayed until one of them finally let go. He flapped his wings furiously and shouted, "Hey, look at me, I can fly!" One by one, everyone took the plunge and started to fly. How excited they all were! All of them but Sammy. He lay quietly, hoping that no one would notice that he was still in the nest.
"Hello, Sammy. What are you doing still here?" said his dad. "Why aren't you out there flying with your brothers and sisters?"
"I'm too scared to go to the edge of the nest. It makes me feel wobbly and dizzy."
"Well, well, well," said his dad. "I've never known a seagull to be scared of heights before. I'm not quite sure what to do about this." "Don't worry. Just wait there, and I'll have a word with your mum and see what we can do to make you feel better."
After a while, his dad came back smiling.
"Okay, Sammy, what I want you to do is jump on my back and hold tightly, and Mum and I are going to take you down to the ground."
"I don't think I can do that. I will still feel all wobbly and dizzy when I look down," he whispered.
"Just hide your face in my feathers and you will be okay."
Off they set, Sammy snuggled into his dad and his mum flying behind to watch over him. Before they knew it, they had landed on the ground.
"Off you get, Sammy," said his dad, and Sammy slid very slowly onto the sand.
He looked up to where the nest was and said,
"I'll never get back up there."
His dad laughed.
"Not today, Sammy, but one day you will. Now, what I want you to do is stand on the ground and flap your wings."
Sammy stood, and for the first time, actually flapped his wings. What fun it was! His wings made a funny, fluttering noise that made him laugh. He practiced for ages.
"That's enough for today, Sammy," said his dad. "Now, hop on my back, and we will all go back home."
Sammy slept really well that night and couldn't wait for tomorrow so that he could practice again. Every day, his parents took him down to the floor and he practiced flapping his wings. After a few days, his dad put him on a pebble to practice on, and the next day, a small rock. Each day, his dad would put him on a larger and larger rock and say, "Flap your wings and jump, Sammy."
"I can nearly fly. I can nearly fly," he said one day when he had jumped from a really large rock.
The next day, Sammy hopped onto his dad's back as usual to go to the ground. But guess what happened? Sammy didn't hide his head under his dad's wings. Instead, he looked up and around and down. And guess what? He didn't feel all wobbly and dizzy. He felt wonderful. And guess what? The next day, he could fly. The wave that waved.
"I'm so bored crashing against this rock," sighed the little wave. "There must be something more interesting for me to do."
"Why don't you go to the beach and play with the children?"
said one of the older waves. "You might have more fun there."
"What is a beach?
What are children?" asked the little wave excitedly.
"Well, a beach is a lot of sand without waves all over it, and the children like to play on the beach with their buckets and spades. It's great fun to try and tickle their toes while they're paddling or collecting water in their buckets."
"Oh, it sounds like great fun. Please, will you take me there?" Off they went, the little wave getting more and more excited the nearer they got.
"Show me what to do, show me what to do," shouted the little wave when they arrived.
"Okay," said the big wave. "Can you see that little girl there, the one that is dipping her toes in the water? Just dash up to her and tickle them."
The little wave dashed up to the little girl and ran all over her feet. The little girl laughed and laughed, so he did it again and again. It was just the best fun.
"This is better than banging on rocks all day," he thought.
The little wave played with the children all day. He filled buckets and tickled lots of toes, and sometimes he got water on their clothes. I don't think he was supposed to do that, do you? He was just happy. At the end of the day, the children started to collect their things and get ready for home. As they were leaving the beach, they turned to the little wave and said, "Goodbye, little wave. See you tomorrow." And then guess what they did? They waved goodbye.
"What are they doing?" the little wave asked.
"Why, they are waving," smiled the big wave.
"But I'm a wave, and I can't wave," sighed the little wave.
"Well, you need to practice," said the big wave.
All through the night, the little wave practiced and practiced until he fell asleep, exhausted. He woke up the next morning and dashed to the beach to wait for the children. What great fun he had all day with them. They all laughed and laughed. He splashed and tickled and they jumped and giggled. All too soon, it was time to go home. The children waved goodbye. "See you tomorrow," they said.
"Wait, wait," shouted Little Wave.
And guess what happened? He jumped out of the water, made the white froth into the shape of a hand, and the little wave waved. I wonder who the little wave will wave to next. Ollie the Octopus. The problems with B's and D's. Ollie the Octopus is quite a sight, with his huge red hat, blue body, and long magic legs that can do almost anything. When Ollie is trying to solve a problem, he sometimes scratches his nose with one of his feather dusters, and then, watch out, all sorts of strange and wonderful things can happen. I wonder if he'll scratch his nose in this story. I know you're all waiting for the story to begin, so are you sitting comfortably? Well then, let's begin. This magical adventure started with a little boy called James. James was an ordinary little boy with a happy family, but he was worried about one thing. He couldn't read very well. He tried very hard, but he didn't seem to be as good as his friends. Can you remember when you started to read? It seemed very difficult, didn't it? I bet some of you are still finding it hard. Well, don't worry, because Ollie can help you, just like he helped James. James was lying in bed one night, worrying about his ABCs. He tried so hard that night to say them with his mum, but he'd got so many B's and D's wrong that he couldn't get to sleep for worrying. He closed his eyes tight shut and pretended he was asleep. Guess what happened next? All of a sudden, he opened his eyes. He didn't see his bedroom. He saw the most beautiful place. It was a land of beautiful colours, and James knew it was a happy place to be. He looked around to see where he was, and that was when he saw Ollie. He wasn't frightened by Ollie. He was fascinated. Ollie had the kindest face. He smiled and his eyes twinkled. James loved Ollie's top hat and the hair that sprang out at the sides. "Where am I?" asked James. "Welcome to Never Worry Land," said Ollie with a voice that sounded soft like raindrops. "How did I get here?" asked James. "By magic," Ollie laughed. "But magic doesn't exist anymore," said James. "Oh, really? I must remember that," said Ollie. "Who are you, and where is Never Worry Land?" "My name is Ollie, and Never Worry Land is a magic land where we want to help all children who are worried. Why are you worried, James?" "I was in bed worrying about my B's and D's, and when I opened my eyes, I was here." "Let me show you around," smiled Ollie. "Hold on to one of my tentacles, and I'll take you." James took hold of one of Ollie's tentacles, and off they went. James was very happy. He started to smile. He wasn't worried anymore. Do you know why? Well, I told you earlier that each of Ollie's arms could do something different, and James was holding the smile arm. They walked down an amazing road. It was made of different coloured stones. The buildings were all brightly coloured with pretty gardens. There were animals everywhere. "Let me take you to Squirrel School to see if they can help you," Ollie said. "You see, the squirrels make the shapes of the letters with their big furry tails. But before you can know your B's from your D's, you need to know your right from your left." "That's another problem," said James. "I can't remember that either." "Oh, that's easy to learn," smiled Ollie. "Which hand do you draw with?" This one, said James, holding up his right hand.
So, when you get older, you'll write with your right hand, said Ollie. You'll always know your right hand from your left hand by remembering that you write with your right hand. So your other hand must be your left. Simple, isn't it?
Like B's and D's, said James excitedly, but I still don't know which are which.
That is where the left and the right come in, said Ollie. Look at the squirrel who's looking to the right. His tail is drawn behind him. He is a D shape. The squirrel who is looking to the left is bringing his tail behind him. He is a B shape.
James and Ollie played a long time with the squirrels, making B and D shapes, until James didn't even have to think about left or right. He could remember the shapes correctly.
It's time to go home now, James, said Ollie. I hope you have enjoyed your adventure in Never Worry Land.
Oh, yes, thank you, Ollie. I'm glad you taught me so much. I won't worry again because I know that all problems can be solved, said James.
I'm so glad, said Ollie. Worrying wastes such a lot of time.
Then guess what happened? Ollie was so happy that he had helped James that he got quite excited and began to jump up and down. And when Ollie gets excited, all sorts of things can happen.
Uh-oh, laughed Ollie. Watch out, I've just tickled my nose with my feather dusters.
James couldn't believe his eyes. Ollie's hat fell off and three rabbits jumped out, closely followed by two doves and a ferret. Bunches of flowers leapt out of his pocket, and suddenly a host of beautiful butterflies filled the sky.
Now that's magic, laughed Ollie, rescuing his hat and popping it back on his head.
James rubbed his eyes. He was back in his bedroom. His mum was standing by his bed.
Come on, sleepyhead, she said. Wake up. It's time to get up.
James looked at the ABC letters in his play box. He leapt out of bed and tipped them onto the floor. He rummaged through them and triumphantly pulled out a B and a D. He imagined they were squirrels.
Look, Mum, this is a B and this is a D, James exclaimed.
Well done, James. How did you learn to do that? You can't have learnt it in your sleep, said his mum.
By magic, laughed James.
I wonder what magical adventure Ollie will have next, and will he scratch his nose with his feather dusters? The end. Good night.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.